Chapter 5. Nori clutched the scavenger hunt list in her hands and looked at her team. Elliot and Pepper, her two besties, and Andres. Andres didn't see invisible stuff like Sebastian, but he would be super helpful looking for things in a scavenger hunt since he could fly.
"The secret room does sound really cool," Elliot said.
"Right?" Nori cried. "And when we win, it will be ours." "And then you, Elliot, will never leave," she thought.
"Let's get started."
"Wait, we need to read the other side of our paper," Pepper pointed out.
"Those are just the rules," Nori said, waving her hand. "Don't be a jerk to other kids. Stay inside the building."
"Don't stuff grapes up your nose," said Elliot.
Nori laughed.
"Exactly. Let's pick a name. What should we call ourselves?"
"You should call yourself the Wunkos," said Lacey Clench, sneaking up behind them.
"That would fit you perfectly."
"Go away, Lacey," Nori snapped.
"The Losers," Lacey said,
tapping her boot on the gym floor and pretending to ponder a deep problem.
"The Weirdos."
"The Tragic Failures?"
Nori turned to Lacey, hands on her hips.
"You should call yourselves the Rude People with No Manners."
Lacey's eyes narrowed.
"We're obviously the Sparkies," she said. "And we're totally going to beat you. The Sparkies are on fire."
"The Sparkies are burnt out," Elliot deadpanned.
"Why are you even here, Ice Boy?" Lacey asked him. "I thought you were going off to boarding school at Sage Academy because they felt so sorry for you and your wonky magic."
"Ignore her," Pepper said. "We just have to ignore her and focus."
Nori knew Pepper was right. She turned her back to Lacey and waited for her to walk away. So did Elliot and Andres. It took 10 full seconds of tension and wasted time, but finally Lacey announced,
"I have to go win a scavenger hunt now. I don't have time to talk to Wunkos. Sorry."
She left to find her team. Nori sighed.
"We need a name. Can we call ourselves the Greatest?"
"Let's pick something more original," Andres said.
"Yeah," Pepper said. "What about Nape? Nori, Andres, Pepper, Elliot?"
Nori didn't want a name that meant the back of a person's neck. Elliot had an idea.
"What about the Don't Eat Paste Kids?"
"Ooh, what about the Paste Eaters?" Nori asked. "We'll upside down it."
Elliot laughed. "That's even better."
"Perfect," Nori exclaimed. "We're the Paste Eaters."
"Fine by me,"
Andres said. Pepper nodded.
"Me too."
Nori wrote Paste Eaters on the top of the page.
"Okay, Nori, read us the list," Elliot said.
She cleared her throat and read.
"Scavenger hunt list. 1, a roll. 2, blue crayon that is also a red crayon. 3, coruscation. 4, high heels. 5, coach's stamp. 6, ghost. 7, an object that weighs more than 4 pounds on the moon. 8, an invisible autograph. 9, something 40 years old. 10, a member of a royal family."
The team went all aflutter.
"Coruscation, what is that?"
"No idea."
"And high heels? Wait, don't Lacey's boots have high heels?" "Oh no, Lacey isn't going to win, is she?"
"No way, we won't let her." "Number 6 is a ghost? How are we going to find a ghost? And what about an invisible autograph?"
"Maybe Sebastian will help us."
"But he isn't on our team."
And so on. It was a tough list. The items were going to be super hard to find, but Nori prided herself on always looking on the bright side of any problem.
"Paste Eaters for the win," she cheered. "Our upside-down magic will help us do things that no one else can.
You know it's true. So let's rock and roll. Get it? Roll? That's item number 1. We got it, Elliot said. Let's roll like trolls.
Nori laughed.
We roll like a troll who is on patrol, she said. On patrol till we hit a pothole, said Elliot.
You two are ridiculous, moaned Andres, but he moaned it nicely.
That's the point, said Nori. That's why Elliot is essential to my happiness.
'Cause I'm a patrol troll, said Elliot, very seriously. She needs me.
Nori really did. She clapped.
All right, team, let the good times roll.